We have no public comment. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 456395 and 456454. And I was told we were supposed to have a warrant added. Mine doesn't have it on here.
I have 7278. That's what I have.
And warrant number 7278, no journal entries.
Can you clarify on the checks your motion?
456395, 456454. Have those been changed?
No.
Okay.
Can you say through?
Oh, 456395 through 456454, and one journal entry. Good morning, everybody. I move to approve checks number 456395 through 456454 and one warrant 7278 and no journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, and I have for September 23rd, 2019, and September 26, 2019 of regular session minutes, and September 26, 2019 executive session minutes.
I had a couple questions on the 26th. Did you say you had some corrections on that, Julie? During the 911 funding, it says you left at 1101 and came back at 1106. I don't remember you.
That's incorrect. I gave Mike the correct times on it. I left down, got a flu shot again, 3 or 4 minutes.
That's right. Okay, I heard
and
that.
Tammy never did leave until Kim came in, and I verified that with Tammy also.
Okay, I was thinking, I don't remember you leaving, but I forgot.
Yeah.
Because they called saying you were ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take it back, Sheila? Did you take it back?
Oh, did I take it back?
I don't have it. Yeah, there.
And then on that back page?
Mark it.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's important to be on there. Donna Neely also left to go get the flu shot and came back.
At that time, who came up? I forget.
I believe Stephanie. She would know. At the bottom of the minutes where it says that...
Minutes were taken by?
Uh-huh.
Which we probably had to say the minutes were taken by Donna Neely and... Is that... Yeah, Michael having his
that was on September 26th, correct? I had no corrections on the 23rd that I saw.
Move to approve regular session minutes for September 23rd.
Have we voted on the 26th?
We haven't voted on anything yet.
We haven't
okay.
voted.
Okay.
And September 26th, 2019, with corrections.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve.
Executive.
Executive session minutes. For September 26, 2011.
2011?
I was reading the 11th day of the July adjourned term. I'm not seeing the time of when we went in. Here's your 10:03. Okay. Move to approve executive session minutes for September 26, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Okay. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Dish machine rental program number 19114F. I made some notes on this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
September 24th, 2019, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. It says at the end there, it's kind of the document making up the dish machine rental program contains multiple parties and somewhat unique provisions.
Commissioner Schofield, could Mr. T. Scott Therrett explain exactly what it is and the savings?
I think she just called you Mr. T.
It's my nickname.
I know. I'm just kind of wondering where the gold chains are.
I think this is kind of a kickback for us from, we buy our materials and stuff, our foods from one of the vendors, and it's a program they offer places like ours. There was two questions that we was working on Friday, as you all know, and those have both been straightened out. But only thing that we're really going to have to be involved with is the payment of $110 a month. There'll be no more having it worked on. They'll be here within 24 hours to fix it. We have no materials that we'll be buying, soaps, cleaners, any of that. That's all given to us by the supplier of the kitchen foods, which is Tiger Foods. So only thing really that we have to do is the $110 a month. Right now, it's down. We're looking at around $5,000 to fix it. And if we go this route, we're going to have four years of $110 a month to actually have to get it fixed. So we really have no responsibilities with it other than the $110 a month.
And in the agreement, all the issues were addressed except the payment of 10 days. And the company said that 10 days payments when they liked it, but there was no penalty up until 20 days. And they understood that it was the county, but they were leaving in the agreement of the 10 days.
Yeah, 10 days would pretty much be impossible, but
yeah,
the time they get it mailed and or however they're going to do it, and we get it to billing and get it back out and get it to them, it'd be a stretch for 10.
Yeah, like today, the payment today is in our accounts payable. It would be like 12 days, but that's as soon as you could possibly do it from the time they cut it off.
Yes. And then the other issue, being that we're a public entity, governmental agency, they went ahead and marked it completely off the contract.
Marked what off?
Well,
it had about personal guarantees.
Guarantees by the county.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I knew that was a concern. And this probably isn't a question for you guys, but why couldn't we just have it set up for an auto pay of $110 a month on?
That was discussed.
I mean, if it's a monthly service, we incur the same cost every month. I don't know if that's something we could
be taken out at normal time every.
Yeah, and then we don't have to worry about the 10-day.
Are they going to have this one totally separate from the food, from the other?
The way I understood it, yes, it's a different. It's going to the same place, but it's two different billings.
Okay. If we know for certain that it's totally separate on a bill from it, we could.
And that I don't know.
Yeah. And that's what I
look into, though.
Yeah.
We did talk about auto pay, but yeah.
I just think is that equipment that we've got, well, it's been there since we've been built, and it's getting old, and like right now, it's got some stuff that needs fixed on it. Now it's around 5,000. So,
how old is it?
11 years.
Is the machine they put in there, is it a comparable machine, or is
it's,
it
it's pretty? It's no, it's a two door. It's exactly like we got, but a different brand. The only thing we have to do, I have to remove it and have everything ready for them, so when they come and put it in, it'll be ready.
There you go.
That's no big deal.
And actually, I believe that the same agreement on the 10-day with the Tiger, I believe that already that was in place. I didn't see the agreement, but I was told that on another, where we've been dealing with them, and there's never been an issue.
I know. Are you meaning for the food that they get?
Yes.
From the
yes.
I know if they order something and it's not on the truck, payment is not due until that item is back to us. Then we release our money to them.
And we've done business with them a number of years.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is it just Dish Machine Rental Program instead of an individual named?
Yeah, it's just that's what it's tagged under is.
Yeah. Unless there's any more discussion, I move that we approve the Dish Machine Rental Program, file number 19-114S.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.